You've worked hard to accumulate wealth, but with these uncertain times, how can you preserve and grow your wealth in a safer place? Offshore, while earning regular quarterly dividends in US dollars. The solution is here. Hundreds of investors from across South Africa are investing in specialized medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who make it easy for you. Orbvest SA, an authorized FSP. Visit orbvest.com.
Chatting now with Andrew Bradley, CEO of Fiscal. He put out a great note last week on the implications of a broken social contract that is existing. And this is my thought was he's talking South Africa. He's not. He's talking absolutely global. Andrew, you're talking around this breakdown between citizens and their governments and how, the expectation, my parents, my grandparents, there was always a strong expectation that the children would get a much better lifestyle and the like. And that is, amongst many things, one of those things that is starting to break down. The gap between the haves and the have-nots starting to widen. In a sense, reversing the gains made in the previous century.
Well, I think the very essence of life in everything that we do is the expectation that things will get better. Mm-hmm. And I think, over many decades, that's exactly what has happened. Standard of living and quality of life has improved, and there are a number of reasons for that. Economic growth has happened, and the essence of our social contracts with governments is that they will take care of us, and mm-hmm. in return we will pay taxes, and that's the way societies have been built. In sort of communistic countries, where the intention has been that everyone's been equal, had that intention as well. But for various reasons, it didn't quite work out that way because they didn't have the economic growth that they were anticipating. The problem that we have now is that for our governments to be able to provide those services, and we're seeing that in many countries around the world, they're not getting the tax income that they're getting to be able to provide those services. So people are starting to see cutbacks in terms of the services that governments are providing. Mm-hmm. So they should be providing policing, education, healthcare, and many of those are starting to fall by the wayside, which has seen standards of living and quality of life dropping. Or alternatively, for those that can afford it, they've been able to put those services in place for themselves. But those who can't have been getting progressively, seen their standard of living dropping sort of commensurately with that.
And I mean, the point is, I mean, when you talk around this, you think, the Venezuelans and the Zimbabweans of the world. And that's true. I mean, it absolutely is. But it's the UK and the US's as well. And I mean, I've seen this before. There was a report out a week or two ago that, sort of some of the biggest companies on the NASDAQ, the Amazons and the like, they pay zero federal tax. In other words, they're in those communities. They're in some cases putting businesses in those communities under pressure or out of business, but they're not giving back to that community.
Yeah. So, I mean, what one, as you correctly say, thinks of it as a third world problem. Mm. But the reality is, if you just take the UK as a fantastic example of it, they've seen those standards dropping quite substantially because their tax base has been eroded. So, if you take South Africa as well, the prevalence of some of the global companies, and I think when President Biden came into power in the US, one of the things he said was that 90 of the sort of Fortune 500, the top 500 companies in essence in the world, 90 of them don't pay any taxes at all, not a cent.
Yeah.
And so from that perspective, how do companies, how do countries now start providing the services they have in terms of that social contract? So, when you also then take in the UK, as I said, a company like Amazon coming in, and particularly in lockdown, it's taken away the services of other well-established, stable companies that are providing services to those communities who are taxpayers, who then create the full circle in terms of uplifting standard of living. The rug's been pulled out from under them by the likes of Amazon's coming in, and Amazon is just one example. I mean, you take Google, what it's done as well in providing a different, completely different service, phenomenal service, but in those countries where they're providing the services, taking away the other standard services that are provided by taxpaying companies. So, you know, you saw in Australia trying to now make Google pay for some of the information that they're getting and content for their platform. You know, you're now trying to get other companies, countries in Europe, going to the large tech companies and saying, well, hang on, Facebook, you're earning all your income from our citizens, but you're giving back nothing to the tax base. So these dynamics are very, very fluid. It was inconceivable a month or two ago to even think that there'd be a global tax rate agreed by countries.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden they're saying, hang on, we need to sort this out. So the problem and the challenges here, I think, are relatively easy to identify. How they're going to be resolved is very, very complex and very difficult, because they're going to have to fundamental changes to the way things currently are, and the implications and consequences of those are difficult to contemplate.
Yeah, Janet Yellen's proposal, great idea. A quick last question. Mm-hmm. There's implications. I mean, implications for our savings and our investments. I mean, this is going to have challenges. One of those is that in many cases we might have to be paying for our security, education, healthcare, etc. This is real world implications going forward.
Most definitely. I mean, from a South African context, we're really seeing that with private healthcare, private education, private security. So all of those things, for various different reasons, are already starting to evolve. But if you look at companies that provide these services, that are potential investment mm-hmm. opportunities for us, it's almost what I call sort of a horse and buggy cart versus car. So, if you in 1900 invested in the best horse and buggy cart maker in the world, saying, well, this is going to be a great investment for the future, it was an absolute disaster, because something called the motor vehicle came along, and even the best horse and buggy cart maker hardly exists today. So in these inflection points, they're going to be significant winners and significant losers. So, I mean, just like there was with the pandemic, those companies that could operate virtually did phenomenally well, and those that couldn't were a disaster. So with all these changes of tax bases, new social contracts, new services, they're going to be a significant shifting of the sands, and we have to keep our wits about us.
Yeah, and some of those winners and losers will be countries or be entire economies. We'll leave it there. Andrew Bradley, CEO of Fiscal, appreciate your time again this morning. The show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 32, a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Jacksonville, Florida. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider, license number 50483.